Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Today is April the 10th, 2022, and it is Palm Sunday. It's a beautiful, victorious, triumphant day. Hallelujah. Amen. And here in St. Louis, it's a beautiful, sunshiny day, and we're just praising the Lord this morning because he's a good God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mom is bright and shiny, and she's going to open us up with greeting everybody, and then she's going to give us a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give
and
us
forgive us,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us
from evil. For thine is the kingdom. And power in the gold.
Forever. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Amen. It's good to have the word hidden in your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. And let's continue to pray. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our scripture for today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I keep hearing Psalm 100 today. So let's do Psalm 100 on today.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And then we're going to go to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. But we'll start at Psalm 100. Thank you, Lord God. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. And that last verse 5, there's a little song that goes with it. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen. I know you were right there with me. Hallelujah. Okay, Psalm 30, verses 1 through 3.
Okay.
Let's read that. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to go into our Pearl to Ponder time. Hallelujah. Where we're going to talk about the Lord and how the Lord reveals himself through his name, through his attributes, through his character, and through his nature. Amen. And so I think I said this last week or so, the Lord sat me down and he said, okay, I'm going to tell you about myself, and every month we'll talk about a new dimension of him. Hallelujah. So this month is treasure, that the Lord is our treasure. Hallelujah. So like last week, we came from 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7, and it says, but we have this treasure. Hallelujah. In jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Hallelujah. This week, our scripture is Isaiah 33 and verse 6. Isaiah 33 and verse 6 and Matthew 6 and 21. And it says, he will be the sure foundation of your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. And we know when it says the fear of the Lord, that's the reverential fear. It's not like we're scared of him, but we reverence him. Hallelujah. And that's a treasure to us, to reverence him. And then he will be that sure foundation in our times and a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. He's the treasure. He's our treasure. But it comes from reverencing the Lord. And then Matthew 6 and 21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. So as we love the Lord with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength, with all of us, we get to know him as our treasure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we have a little song that goes with that today. Praise the Lord. And the name of it is My Treasure. Hallelujah. Because he is our treasure. So, amen. It all goes together. My treasure. Thank you, Lord God. The Lord is my treasure. Somebody say that. The Lord is my treasure. Hallelujah. Amen. This song, you know, as we say now, we don't own the rights to this, but this song is by Scott Wesley. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we don't need to search for a whole bunch of other stuff when we have our treasure with us. Amen. And that's our pearl to ponder for today. Lord, you are my treasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our declaration for today. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are our treasure. Hallelujah. There's no treasure that's greater than you, Lord God. There's no silver, no gold, no money, no cryptocurrency, no stocks and bonds, nothing that's a treasure to us like you are. You are our treasure, and we thank you for being our treasure, Lord God. Hallelujah. We love you. We bless your name, Lord God, and we reverence you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I go a little fast, and he slows me down, and that's a good thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. It's like he said, you know, I got something I need to say right now. And we go on to that other thing in a minute, but right now I need to say something. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Let's go to our declarations. Hallelujah.
Declaration.
Amen. Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we know we're in springtime now. The grass is back. It did wither. Amen. The flowers did fade, but they're back now. But guess what? The word of God stands forever. It doesn't go away and come back. The word of God stands forever. And I was talking to Mom this morning. Somebody's out there mowing the grass already this morning. Hallelujah. April the 10th, the grass is being mowed because the grass is growing again. Amen. We praise God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's say our declarations today. And I encourage you, even though, I know we say this every Sunday because that's our charge for right now, but be fully engaged with it. Amen. So repeat after me. No weapon.
No weapon.
Formed against me.
Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
This is the heritage.
This is the heritage.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
Will prosper.
Will prosper.
For I.
For I
am like a tree.
Like a tree.
That's planted.
That's planted.
By the stream.
By the stream.
Of water.
Of water.
Amen. And that's from Isaiah 54:17. And Psalm 1 and verse 3. Amen. Repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me,
from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ.
Allergy,
allergic reaction, and every virus
that
touches my body,
dies
instantly.
In
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ and every tissue
of
my body
functions
in the perfection that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any
malfunction
in
my body
in the name of
Jesus. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And I'm so glad that we're declaring and decreeing this. Hallelujah. We may do it every week, but it needs to be said. In case you don't know, another virus has been discovered. The blood of Jesus is over it. And China is on lockdown because of another virus. And if I can recall it correctly, the virus is BA2, the BA2 virus. And I'm like, the blood of Jesus. But we've made our declaration, and we said every virus, and I want to say every virus that tries to touch our body dies instantly. I got to put that in there. Won't even let it touch if it tries to touch. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Continuing on, repeat after me, great is the peace.
Great is the peace
of my children,
and
children's children,
for
they are taught of the Lord.
That's
Isaiah 54 and verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll end with this one. The peace,
of God
that transcends,
all understanding,
guards my heart.
And my mind.
In Christ Jesus.
I think on things that are true.
Noble.
Right.
Pure.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Excellent.
And praiseworthy.
Hallelujah.
I'm feeling this today. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verses 7 and 8. Amen. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Because what we think is so important. Joyce Meyer said, think about what you're thinking about. Don't let the thoughts just roll around in your head, because sometimes they do that. Think about what you're thinking about. Even sometimes songs just pop up in my head. You know, if I'm passing by the TV, a commercial comes on, and that tune be trying to get in my head, like the blood of Jesus. I want the word of God or praise to the Lord going around in my head, not some commercial. So we got to think about what we're thinking about. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So let's do some praise and worship here. Today is Palm Sunday. And, you know, I kind of like this song from Israel. Hallelujah. Hosanna by Israel Houghton. Hallelujah.
Hosanna in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna.
Hosanna in the highest.
our King be lifted up. King be lifted up. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's, if I start talking about that song, I'll start preaching. So, amen. He just, I keep thinking about, and it'll probably be said later, but keep thinking about how he had to be lifted up. He said if he wasn't lifted up that day on that first Palm Sunday, he said the rocks would cry out. Hallelujah. He had to be lifted up. He had the rocks ready. He's like, y'all ain't going to do it. I got some rocks over here. They ready. The rocks are ready. Amen. Amen. But thank God. People cried out, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's tax time. And so we need to pray over our finances. And God bless all those who got tax returns and did their tax return and got refunds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To all of us who got a refund. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And those who may look like they have to pay, the Lord will help you. Amen. The Lord will help you to be able to pay it. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll give you the finances to be able to pay in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's pray over our finances. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them
for your purpose. Pray that I will learn
to live free
of burdensome
debt
where I have not been wise.
Give me guidance.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
the perfect
balance.
Between
spending needlessly
and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And
may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it. So what I have
and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESL St. Louis Christian Center Church. So to make it nice and short, the first letter is ESLCCC. If you're here in the Heritage House, you can come to 2E and give at the door. And you can also mail it in. And you can make your check payable to ESLCCC. We're at 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And we praise God for each and every one of you because you have been giving. Amen. All of those three different ways you have been giving. And we thank God for blessing you. And we want to pray over you, pray over all of us who gave today. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you right now. We thank you for those tithers. Hallelujah. You said try you on this, test you on this, on the tithing of giving that 10% of everything that we get in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And you said that if we would do that, hallelujah, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon us that would be too much for us to eat. Thank you, Lord God. And then you said, hallelujah, it just be such an overflow that it'd be too much for us to receive. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Because sometimes money comes in and money just flows out like there's holes in the pocket. But hallelujah, because you are rebuking the devourer for our sake, our money will last longer. Our money will go further, hallelujah. And then you put some favor along with that and some debt cancellation and all of that, hallelujah. And then you make sure that our money is not lost, is not stolen, is not devoured, is not wasted. Thank you for doing that, Lord God, hallelujah, rebuking the devourer for our sake. And then you said for the givers, those who give offerings, hallelujah. And the offerings happen after the tithes happen. Glory to God, hallelujah. And so we thank you for your word that says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, that giving, when we give, it's an overflow. You're waiting to overflow blessings upon us. Hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord, for all of the tithers, all of the givers. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to hear from Pastor Mom, and then we're going to hear from me for a little bit today. Hallelujah. Amen. So glory to God. Let's hear another Hosanna song. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Okay, let's hear Kirk Franklin. Amen.
All right. Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this, come on. Here we go, next. Come on. For you are the church that I call the Lord. What's his name? What's it?
Right now, we're going to have our pastor, the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, Pastor Mom, is going to come to us today. Hallelujah. And we know that, you know, at the age where she is, she's very young in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. She's just a baby. 89 years young, soon to be 90. Amen. And so she has hidden the word in her heart. Hallelujah. And so she's going to say some of the word that she has hidden in her heart. And then I'm going to come and share a bit with you about this Palm Sunday. Amen. So Pastor Mom, begin with the Lord's Prayer. You did that so well earlier.
Okay.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
As we forget,
as we forgive those who trespass against us, give us
and lead us not,
and lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us
from evil.
For thine
is the kingdom, power, and the glory,
forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 23. Amen. And we just thank God that the blood is all over you. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He maketh me
to lie down in green pastures.
He leads
me beside the still waters.
He restores
my soul.
He leads me.
He leads me in the path of righteousness.
For his sake. Namesake. Mm-hmm. Yea.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me.
Thy rod
and thy staff, they comfort me.
Mm-hmm. Thou preparest
a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
My cup
runneth over.
Surely
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell
in the house of the Lord.
Forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And Psalm 27, the Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall
I fear?
The Lord is the strength.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Of whom
shall I be afraid?
Amen. Amen. And then Psalm 103. Hallelujah. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And all
that is within me.
Bless his holy name. Amen. And your favorite scripture. Your favorite scripture, trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all my heart.
Lean not
to your own understanding.
In all your ways. Acknowledge
him.
And he will direct
your path.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And trying to think, John 14:6, I am the way.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. And then Psalm 118:24 that we say every day, this is the day that the Lord
has made.
We will
rejoice.
And be glad.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We bless your name for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And how you're keeping her, how you're keeping her mind, and you're keeping her heart, you're guarding her heart, and you're guarding her mind, Lord God. We give you praise for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. And now I'm just going to go in just a bit today. Talk about Palm Sunday. Pastor Price, I had asked you if you would read for us today. Amen. So I wanted to read from, thank you, Jesus. It's coming to me. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 11. Verses 1-11. Amen. I see you on, Minister Amber. So good to see you this morning. Shout out to you. If you're available to read some, you and your mom can read. If you are available, press your number one key, and you can help us read today. I'm just going to have you read just this one time, this Mark 11 verses 1-11. Mark 11, verses 1-11. Okay. So, Pastor Price, go ahead and read that for us. Mark 11, verses 1-11. And this verse talks about what happened on that first Palm Sunday. Your line is open.
Glory to God. Glory
and
to
thank
God.
You so
did Amber push her number one key?
Not that I can see.
Oh, okay, because I was going to see if she was going to help read it with me this morning. All right.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Apostle. Hi, Mom. Love you, Mom. Glory to God.
Hi, Mom.
Chapter 11, verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem and Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied where never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord have need of him, and straightway he will send them thither or hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, why do you loosing the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening tide was come, he went into Bethany with the 12.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah. As I was going through this, and I know this is Pastor Mom's Sunday, and, wanted her to go ahead and do her Sunday. And I just wanted to, say something about Palm Sunday today. And as I was preparing for it, I went back and listened to last year. I preached it last year. And I thought, oh, wow, it blessed me. I got blessed. And I said, well, maybe I can preach it this year. And then it was like, just play it. So the whole thing is, it's about 50 minutes long. But what I wanted to play of that is about 20 minutes of it. And that includes the prayer of salvation in there as well. But I wanted to play that because I felt like the Lord was moving, and I got blessed all over again listening to it. And the subject last year was everything stands for something and the stage is set. So we went through, and if you'd like to go back and listen to it, it is a blessing. We went through, different parts of it, the clothes that they had and the palms, how they laid that, and all of that meant something. It stands for something that he rode on a donkey rather than on a horse. That stands for something. So if you're led to go back and listen to it, I believe it would bless you. And you can just simply Google Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio, and put in Palm, Get 'Em Radio Palm, and it'll come up, and you'll see that from last year was March of 2021. So today we're going to hear part of that. We say we don't have the rights to the song, but we do have the rights to this word that's about to come up by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And so we're going to talk about what Hosanna stands. Then it goes into the stage is set. And, oh, man, ooh, that blessed me. I pray that it blesses you all over again the way that it blessed me. Hallelujah. So it will start with Hosanna. Amen. Israel. Amen. So Hosanna is a word found in the New Testament, and it's translated Hosanna. And it's also a Hebrew word, Hashiana. And so, and that word is found in Psalm 118, the book of Psalms, 118, verse 25. So the same word for Hosanna is found, and it means, Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Hallelujah. And another rendition says, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Say that again. Save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. Oh, Lord, I send now prosperity. Hallelujah. So when the people were crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, amen, they were saying, Lord, save us. It was respect for him. It was knowing that, that he was triumphant, that he was the king, and it was also it was a praise, but it was also a prayer, and it was a plea for help, and it was declaring their need for salvation. It was a request for freedom. Hallelujah. Save, God. Save now. Save us now. We beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Hallelujah. So it really meant something. And now in Luke 19:39-40, it said this. And some of the Pharisees, this was after everybody, Jesus had rode on the donkey. He's going through all these people who had come for Passover. So there were people from many nations that were all over that were looking at Jesus, you know, and they were, you know, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then in Luke 19, verses 39-40, some of the Pharisees, from among the multitude, said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered them and said unto them, this is Jesus talking, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Hallelujah. So all of this stood for something. The people were going through just being oppressed by the Romans. And this was the time where they needed to cry out, Hosanna, save us, Lord. Save us from all this stuff that we've been going through. We don't want to go through this anymore. We're looking to you to be our king, to be our master, to be our Lord. Save now, we beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech thee, get us out of this mess. Get us out of here. And so they were crying out to the Lord, and they had to do it. This was part of the stage being set for all that Jesus was going to do. It's an interesting thing that God gives us an opportunity to be a part of things. When we cry out to God, hallelujah, we are in agreement that we know that he's the one who's going to get us out of this. You know, in the book of 2 Kings, Hezekiah was about to die, came to him and told him that he was going to die. You are going to die. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he began to cry out to God, and he wanted God to save him and to keep him from dying. He cried out to God. And then the Lord said this in 2 Kings 20 and verse 5, and this is a scripture that has just been on my heart lately. It's just been rolling around in my heart. 2 Kings 20 and verse 5. And what it says in 2 Kings 20 and verse 5, the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Indeed, I will heal you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's a word for somebody today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Indeed, I will heal you. Hallelujah. Amen. And so just as Hezekiah had to participate, he had to humble himself. He had to lay himself down before the Lord. That's what happened to all of this great multitude. It wasn't just a multitude. It wasn't a few people lying in the sides of the street. These multitudes, they said a great multitude of people were there. And they were from all over the place because they came to celebrate Passover. And this was the moment that was needed to set the stage for what was going to happen within the next week. Stage was set. And Jesus said it had to be set. He was like, you know, if all these people had made a decision and not cried out to him and not Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. If they had not cried out, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. If they had not cried out, he had the rocks ready. Hallelujah. Somebody was going to cry out. He had the rock ready to cry out. But praise be to the Lord our God. The people cried out. The ones who needed to be delivered cried out to him. And oh yes, all of this, what he did stood for something. And it stood for the stage being set. And for lack of a better word, I'll say for the grand finale. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because it wasn't many days hence after that that he was arrested. Hallelujah, taken into custody. And he was beaten and he was scourged and he was lied on and he was spat on. It set the stage for that. Hallelujah. It set the stage for Good Friday. Without this happening, without the triumph of Palm Sunday, Good Friday wouldn't have been as good as it is. Hallelujah. We were participating. We had the opportunity. Mankind had the opportunity to participate, to participate in his triumphant ride through the town. The rocks were ready, but the rocks had to be silent because the people cried out for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then, you know, on Good Friday, hallelujah, it was a Good Friday. Even though the people cried out, crucify him, crucify him. But, you know, I always wondered about that. How could all those people who were there cry Hosanna on Sunday and cry crucify him on Friday? Well, I'll just submit to you a thought. Amen. The great multitude that was out there on Palm Sunday, they were people, yeah, from Jerusalem, but they had come from all over the place. They had come to see Jesus. Hallelujah. They had come for the Passover celebration. By Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, all them had gone back home. A whole bunch of the multitude had gone back home. So what was left there were a lot of the people from Jerusalem. So this was, excuse me, it could have been a subset of that crowd, but this was another crowd of people. And still, for them to cry, crucify him, that had to be done too. It had to be done too. And that's why Jesus, while he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. Amen. But the stage was set. The stage was set for Jesus' crucifixion to happen. The stage was set for Jesus' resurrection. Come on, somebody. We're going to be celebrating Resurrection Sunday next Sunday. The stage was the resurrection. Hallelujah. The stage was set for us to be redeemed. Hallelujah. For him to pay the price that needed to be paid for our salvation. The stage was set. Everything stands for something. And that stage was set. Hallelujah. Even for Jesus' resurrection. Hallelujah. That we're going to celebrate next Sunday. And then even more, hallelujah, the stage was set, hallelujah, for him to be resurrected and walk around, hallelujah. And when I hear you, woo, glory to God, hallelujah. The stage was set when he was on the cross. Hallelujah. And he said, it is finished. Amen. Before he said it was finished, you know, he committed his spirit. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit was even released, hallelujah, to be here in the atmosphere. Glory to God. The stage was set, hallelujah. And because we cried out, mankind cried out, the stage was set for the Holy Ghost to do what he was going to do. So Jesus had to be resurrected. The Holy Ghost had to be released, hallelujah. Glory to God. And then Jesus, after 40 days, he had to go up, hallelujah, and ascend unto his Father. But he left the Holy Ghost, y'all. The stage was set for the Holy Ghost to do all the Holy Ghost is doing even right now. And then on the 50th day, there was a day of Pentecost where the Holy Ghost came not only upon us, but the Holy Ghost came within us. The stage was set. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Holy Ghost to be able to come inside of each and every one of us who receives Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The stage was set for, remember way back in the garden and how Jesus, how God would meet. Thank you, Lord God. How God would meet with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. And he just appeared and just meet with them in the cool of the day. They spend some time together. And then the Lord would go on and Adam and Eve would go on. But hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, hallelujah, everything was taken care of. We were redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God, hallelujah, by his death, burial, and resurrection. And then on the day of Pentecost, all of that Adam and Eve had done was turned over. The new Adam had come. The Holy Spirit had come. So now the Holy Spirit can live in each and every one of us who receives Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And then receives the Holy Ghost and gets baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So not only do we have the Holy Ghost, we have Jesus, and we have the Father God. We have the fullness of the Godhead on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Palm Sunday, the stage was set. Hallelujah. And it stood for Christ in us, the hope of glory. It stood for us being filled with the Holy Ghost. It stood for us having the fullness of the Godhead bodily on the inside of each and every one of us. Not just being with us in the cool of the day, but every day, every moment, every heartbeat, every breath, Christ in us, the hope of glory, the fullness of the Godhead living, breathing, and having his way on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The stage was set. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, for all that you have done. Hallelujah. You are the glorious one. You are the holy one. You are the true and living one. Could nobody do that but you? Hallelujah. It took the Lamb who was slain for the sins of the world. It took you to do it. And we're grateful for you for doing that, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And we'll say to those, if you don't know that you are saved, if you don't know that you are born again, hey, the stage is set for something. Hallelujah. And the stage is set. Jesus set the stage for you. The Holy Ghost is ready for you. Everything, God, the fullness of the Godhead wants to dwell on the inside of you to help you, hallelujah, to be all that God has preordained for you to be. Amen. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants you to have everlasting life. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. If you're not sure, pray this prayer with me. If you are sure, then what we do here is we have you to, you only need to pray the prayer of salvation to be saved one time. But what we do here is we want you to pray the prayer so that you can be ready to pray with somebody else. So if somebody else says, what do I need to do to be saved? You say, oh, well, here's this prayer that we pray. You can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior right here in the grocery store, right here in the Walmart, right here waiting in line to get the vaccine. You can receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Of all my
sins. Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
Show me your ways.
And help me to follow you.
And help me follow.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm born again.
I'm
saved.
I'm saved.
Christ lives in me.
Christ.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. We just, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The stage is set. Amen. The stage is set. Hallelujah. So this, the Palm Sunday, it stands for something.
Mm.
Hallelujah. It stands for a whole lot. Amen. The stage is set. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And for those of you who just received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, welcome. 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 Hallelujah. To the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. And we pray over you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, hallelujah, that the Lord will just fill you right now with his Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With his Holy Spirit and even the fullness of the Godhead, that he just fill you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that your prayer language will come forth. You'll be speaking in a new language. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues. And that God will give you power right now in the name of Jesus. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Hallelujah. Power to even read the Bible and understand the word of God, because he's in you and he's with you all the time. And he can just explain it to you. And so we thank you, Lord God, for that power. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus. And then we want to invite you to learn and to grow through Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. We have a family of broadcasts, and we can, you know, the Lord has really set this up for people to just call in anywhere you are and be able to partake in the word of God and to learn and grow in the word of God. Hallelujah. So every Sunday we meet, and this is what you're listening to right now is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. And so we are here every Sunday, praise the Lord, every Sunday from 11 a.m. Central, starting at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern on Sundays. And it's the same phone number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will be here for next Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday, also known as Easter Sunday. We will be here next Sunday. Amen, amen. And you'll still have time to go out, and if you're going to do a picnic or you're going to, you know, do something, get together with family. We're going to get together next week with our family as well. So, you know, we'll give God some glory. Amen, and we'll be here for a little while. And you know, praise the Lord, and then we'll go on and spend some family time together. Family, it'll be the first time in 2 years that we've gotten together. Praise God. So then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching, and that's, we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that is on every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have prayer, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So we pray in tongues. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, and then we go into our interpretation. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, this Wednesday, the 13th of April, is the second Wednesday of the month. Every second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. Hallelujah. The last time we had it, in March, 12 healings. Hallelujah. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. This Wednesday, April the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And God will touch you. So tell your family, tell your friends, bring yourself. Glory to God, and get your healing. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And we're doing a series called The Five Love Languages. And that's with Minister Mary and her husband, Minister Lenny Yarbrough. They started last week. They gave us an overview and just began with it last week. Now, everybody has a love language. And so this is not just for couples. This is for any relationship that you're in with your children, your grandchildren, your relationship with people on your job. Even to just be aware of these five love languages will revolutionize your life. Amen. So come on and listen to us on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. You call the same phone number. Amen. 516-418-99. Hallelujah. It's a love thing. Amen. Amen. And so, I want to say Minister Mary and Lenny Yarbrough have been married for about 40 years now. So, you know, and they love the Lord. So the Lord has shown them a thing or two over these years together, and they're sharing with us, and they are so funny. So it's really good. Amen. So please join us if you have an opportunity. Amen and amen. Now, if anyone wants to say anything, I tell you, what I'm going to do is for the next few moments, because we're very early today, We're going to open up all the lines. If you want to say something, you may say it. Otherwise, just mute your phone so we won't hear what's going on in the background if you're making dinner or whatever for today. So, you know, mute your line, mute yourself, but all the lines are open. So please feel free to say.
I want to sing something.
Is this Gabrielle? Okay.
I'm
starting to know your voice.
I can sing a song because God told me to be happy today. So it's a praise song.
Good.
It's a really good one. Okay.
Go right ahead.
It's called Mighty God.
Okay.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's one of my favorite songs, Gabrielle. And you did a good job with that.
And we love you.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Mom, everybody.
Amen. Love you all, too. Who else is singing in the background? Is that Amber?
Yeah.
She always comes.
Oh, she always, that's good. Amen. And I'll tell you about that song, What a Mighty God. One time I was thinking about things and I was to the Lord, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? What am I going to do about this? And then what he put in my mouth was, what a mighty God we serve. So instead of wondering, what am I going to do? What a mighty God. Amen. So that's one of my favorite songs. Thank you for sharing, Gabrielle, and you sing so well. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless everyone. And I'll see you later.
Okay. Looking forward to you all next week. Amen. Okay. Anyone else? Your lines are open.
God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom. Happy blessed Palm Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I want to thank God for today and thank God for the whole entire service, even from the beginning with the pearl to ponder, with Jesus Christ being our treasure. I love that. Isaiah 33:6. I love that verse. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. And then in Matthew 6, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I love that. Matthew 6:21. I thank God for that. And I love that song. God is my treasure. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
I love that song. Just a beautiful song. And I love Israel Houghton's Hosanna. And then, of course, I love Kirk Franklin's, because our children would just dance all that song, Hosanna, that forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. That ever and ever.
Yeah.
So I thank God. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, I want to thank God for you. I love you, Mom. And thank God for the word being hidden in your heart, that you did the Lord's Prayer. Then you did Psalms 23 and Psalms 103 and your favorite Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, Mom. And then, I said, you got a new one I didn't hear you say before, but you did it. John 14:6. And then Psalms 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. I really enjoyed you, Pastor Mom. And thank God for you continuing on to do what God would have for you to do. Excuse my voice this morning. And then, Apostle, I want to thank God for that play. Replay, glory to God, of that of that message last year. One of the things I love about God is that he ministers we're through us to us. And, and a lot of times, you know, there are people that think that people just want, they say, well, do you just want them to hear you, or you just want to hear yourself? Now, we're listening back to what God said to us, and we get excited about it when we hear that word, and it builds inside of us. Glory to God. I loved it. You know, I just loved it. I said, Lord, this was a wonderful, wonderful message. And I thank God for being what Hosanna, what the word Hosanna meant. Glory to God. I used to have a van called Hosanna Van. Save now. Had a Hosanna on it. Hosanna, Hosanna Van. Glory to God. Save now. Save us now, Lord. And it really opened my eyes when you said that how the stage was set on Palm Sunday. To have the stage set for Jesus' crucifixion for that Friday and for that Sunday, for the resurrection. And I just worship God for every part. You said the stage being set, the grand finale for Jesus' resurrection and for Jesus' crucifixion and for his resurrection. So I thank God for every single part of the service. I didn't know when you stopped on, when the message started and you started back again, I didn't quite get it. I said, this when you were saying about a family coming together after 2 years, is that really actually happening this year, or was that on the tape?
No, that's this year. Well, thank God. It wasn't a big change. Yeah,
no,
it
was so seamless. And then I said, she must be talking about this year.
Yeah.
And even when you started the
prayer.
Even when you started the recording, I really didn't know you really had started it.
Praise
it was so
God.
Seamless. That was good.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that was very good. And I just thank God for, I thank God, Apostle, for the word. Thank God for all that you've shared, from the pearl to ponder to the Lord said, begin to make so that you can be able to readily have it, Helen. He said, begin to just get you, like on Microsoft Word to put, he said, so every Sunday you can just come back and pull up that file. And just be able to, as you're listening, to be able to add whatever other pearl, you know, like this month is as you said, God is our treasure. And I thank God for being able to have a running, you know, record of that. And I thank God for that. I believe that God is really, Apostle, leading that one day you'll be able to do a devotional from that, from the different months of what God gives you to, you know, with that. That people will have, you know, each month of something that God has put in your spirit. So this was really eye-opener today, because even with the pearl upon that you gave us, God is our treasure, I didn't know some of the aspects of it, of it being that key. The fear of the Lord is the key, is that key to the treasure. I said, that's rich. That's very rich.
Amen.
And so I praise God. So God bless you, Apostle. And Pastor Mom, I love you. And Apostle, I love you. And may you all have a blessed evening. God bless. Going back on mute.
Amen. Thank you for your comments. And, when the Lord gave me that list, I have a list for the rest of the year. Next month is going to be a doozy. And so... So he said, it's okay. I'm going to give you what to say as we go on. And because the way he said, I won't tell you, but next month is going to be very interesting. But he's already started to talk to me about it, because he doesn't want me to be concerned about, you know, what I'm going to say about him, because it's really good. Hey, he's telling me what to say. That's awesome.
Amen.
Got your water, Pastor Mom, there?
Mm-hmm. I just drank water.
Oh, okay. Then this is what you must need. There you go. Praise God. So, amen. Thank you, Pastor Price, again. Anyone else? Your lines are open. Is it time to close, Pastor Mom? Everybody can hear you, and that's recorded forever, what you just said. Amen. Did you have any comments or anything, Pastor Mom, that you wanted to say?
I just confess. All things were good.
All things were good. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all right. We're still early. We're not 12:30 yet, so if anybody has anything to say, it's okay. We're going to close in a few moments. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
I hear somebody moving, you Lord. Okay, Pastor Ma. Well, I wanted to say thank you all for being with us today. And as I was saying earlier, next week we will, it'll probably be maybe about an hour service next week, because I'm pretty sure other people are going to be going places, or maybe you may even be out of town next week. Amen. Because some people are traveling now, and I think this is a good time to go ahead and travel. And we're praying, and I'll say this. I won't linger long, but in case you have not heard, there's been a lockdown in China for the virus. I said it earlier for that a new strain of COVID called BA2. And so it is locked down over there. And so we are praying for that. We are praying that, you know, this time, well, you know, 2 years ago when they locked down, it was about 4 or 5 months later that it started to spread around the world. So we're praying now in the name of Jesus that this will not spread, that it will be contained, and that the people will be healed and taken care of, even in China, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that it will not spread. And we're declaring and decreeing over it that it will not, that virus will not set in. It will not lay hold. It will not go any course, but will cease and desist even right now and heal, and people will be healed in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we praise God for that right now in Jesus' name. And we trust God for that right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. And even right now, we pray over our computer. Praise God. Hallelujah. That the computer will be okay as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to get ready to close. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Some things are going on here. We'll have Pastor Mom go ahead and close us out in prayer. We might have to sing our closing song. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, any closing remarks, and then you do the closing prayer.
All closing marks. This was good.
It was good. Thank you, Lord.
You ready to close?
Yes, ma'am.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch
between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed Palm Sunday. Blessed rest of the day. And we'll see you. Amen. On the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Love you all. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.